This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast
with Al,
Zane,
and Brian.
What is up, everybody? You're listening to another episode of the 49ers Web Zone No Huddle Podcast, a part of the Odyssey Network. I'm Brian Rennick, and I am joined, as always, by the legendary Al Sacco and the one and only Zane Nackvi. And I don't, you guys aren't going to see this because you're listening, but right underneath my name, I had a big day today, guys. It says noted interviewer of Ronnie Lott. And I got to hang out virtually with Ronnie today, this morning, which, I mean,
it's so cool.
Legitimately, like, dream come true. Like,
and tell the listeners about it, Brian, because you are working at it, really. You're producing.
Yeah.
Big time producer, Brian Rennick.
He is
legendary producer. He is producing something really cool. So why don't you tell the listeners about it, Brian?
Yeah. So one of our fellow writers at the Web Zone, Mark Adams, he wrote an article. So he did our mailbag articles all last season. But prior to that, in February of last year, end of February, he released an article, which was incredible. And if you haven't read it, please go back onto the Web Zone and find it. But he released an article about Roger Craig's Hall of Fame case, essentially. But within that article, he got quotes from Montana, Rice, Lott, Brent Jones, Steve Young, Eddie DeBartolo, George Seifert, like just the legends of 49ers history, about Roger Craig, his impact on that team, his impact on the game, and essentially, you know, the reasons why he should be in the Hall of Fame. And so I would say a couple months ago, Mark approached me and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about turning this into a podcast series." And I was like, "Man, if you do that, I would love to help you with that. I would love to produce that." And so that's what he's doing. He's going back through and he's trying his best to, again, get these legends, but also, you know, Mayoko and Barrows and Larry Kruger, and, you know, even the legends of 49ers media, where he's getting them on. And we're going to put out, I think, a 4-part series towards the end of July on the case for Roger Craig. And the reason that we're aiming towards the end of July is because that is right around the time that the senior committee will be voting on more members of the Hall of Fame. And we are hoping against hope that at some point this injustice, if you will be righted, and Roger Craig will be where he rightfully belongs, which is in the Hall of Fame.
Usually Brian has to stare at me and Zane when he does StreamYard, and today he got to stare at Ronnie Lott. So
I got to see Ronnie. It was awesome. It was so cool.
It's a good change of pace, man. It's a good change of pace from looking at us. All right, you guys.
It was.
So here we are on the brink of, it's kind of like Christmas Eve free agency, right? The draft kind of feels like Christmas time almost if you're an NFL fan. We're on the brink of free agency. The tampering window starts. We're recording this on a Thursday. The tampering window opens up on Monday the 13th.
That's what they call it.
Deals get agreed to.
The legal tampering.
The legal tampering window. But before we get into that, guys, the Niners got an awful lot of compensatory draft picks today.
Mm-hmm. They maxed it out.
They did. Yeah. Seven comp picks. And this is where they make their bread and butter, right? The later rounds of drafting. I posted a tweet earlier this week that kind of talked about some of the first round misses that they've had and the conversion rate for them, which has basically been around 50%-ish since Kyle has been here and John Lynch has been GM and Adam Peters has been here as well. But they don't make their money in the first round. They make their money in rounds specifically 3 through 5 and specifically in round 5. Now, you have a situation like Brock Purdy where last pick of the draft, great story. But look, Kittle was a 5th round pick. You had several other guys that were found in later rounds. And this is where they make Dre Greenlaw. And this is where they make their money, really, this regime. And it's funny because they throw their 1st round picks away for Trey. It's like, man, F them picks. Nobody cares about that, right? Nobody cares about those 1st round picks because they only hit on half of them anyways. But I think that the value that they bring is being able to find gems in the middle to late rounds. And when you have a team that's ready to win a championship, which is what this roster is right now, you're going to be relying on those middle to late rounds to fill out the depth on your team and possibly come in and start a game or two or be significant rotational pieces. So the fact that they've got 7 extra picks now, and look, they're not going to use all those picks. We're going to see a significant amount of movement with them with either trading those for future picks or trading up in rounds to be able to get more capital because they're not that far away, right? They're a guy basically away from a championship, and that guy is probably a quarterback. I jokingly tweeted before this to Brian. I was like, you know, they just package all that together, the 7 comp picks and everything in their draft, package it all together and just trade it all for Lamar Jackson, right? Just my Ditka, this whole thing, right, Brian?
Yeah, I said, settle down there, Ditka.
Yeah,
you know what? I was gonna say real quick. I want to piggyback on Zane because I looked it up. The 5th round picks, right? In this regime, here are the 5th round picks. Last year, Sam Womack. The year before, Jalen Moore, Diamador Lenore, Talanoa Hufanga. All 3 of those guys, 5th round, 2021, 2020, 5th round, Colton McKivitz, a likely possible right tackle starter. 2019, 5th round, Dre Greenlaw. 2018, 5th round, DJ Reed, who is not a solid player for them, but is a solid player in the NFL, plays for the Jets now.
Very good.
And then in 2017, George Kittle and Trent Taylor, and then DJ Jones was 6th round, but I was looking at 5th. But yeah, I mean, that is incredible. It's just incredible. Yeah. Exceptional drafting, specifically in that round. It's outstanding. And so, yeah, I mean, do the 49ers have 1st or 2nd round picks? No. Do they have a 3rd round pick that isn't a compensatory pick? No. But they have 10 draft picks this year, 10 of them, even after that Christian McCaffrey trade, because they maxed out the comp pick formula, which says you can get 4 comp picks for players, you can get 3 comp picks for coaches, and they did just that.
Do they have 10 or 11?
They have 11, I believe. They had 4.
11. Sorry, yeah, 11.
So real quick, Al. So these are the picks here. They've got – so these are all the comp picks that they received today. So they've got 99, 101, 102, 173, 216, 253, 250, and 255, okay? So you've got – I mean, you've got three picks in the top 100, essentially, right? Without doing anything. And this draft class, we've seen how guys slide. We've seen how guys, you can find gems in later rounds as the Niners have done, right? So the more cracks that the candidate can have in later rounds, the better it is for them. And on top of that, these are typically the lower salary numbers too, right? They're not first or second round mm-hmm. picks. They're easier on the cap as well. So the more of these guys that you have that can contribute, like all the guys that you just mentioned, Brian, it's huge. It's huge for the team because the cap hit is even more minimal at that point.
By the way, that pick that they used to select Brock Purdy, that was a 7th round comp pick that they got when CJ Beathard signed with the Jaguars.
There you go. So thank you, CJ, right?
Absolutely.
Overall, so they have 3/3, 3/5, the 6th, and 4/7 is what they're looking at. And they will probably do some maneuvering, you would think. And we'll get into that. Believe me, we got a lot of time to talk about the draft. So we will definitely hit that up at length. But free agency, man, It's around the corner. And this is, to me, a really sort of strange free agency period for the Niners. I think that for a couple reasons. One, I'm waiting for these restructures to start happening because they're going to have to do that for cap space. We talked about maybe Trent Williams, Eric Armstead, maybe Charvarius Ward, maybe Christian McCaffrey. There's a lot of people that they could look to do that
Kittle with. And Warner as well.
Kittle, Warner, yeah. There's list goes on and on of guys that can restructure to free up some space. The other thing is I think there may be a plan A and a plan B here, depending on what we find out Friday. So again, we're recording this on a Thursday about Brock Purdy's surgery. So obviously if this comes out where they go in and he's going to be out for longer than they had anticipated or out into the season, plans may change, specifically at the quarterback position. But we'll see on that. But I also think it's sort of a weird free agency period because they have a lot of guys who are free agents and people are not talking about this. I don't feel like nationally or anywhere that, oh yeah, the Niners are loaded. They have a lot of guys that are free agents. I'm going to run through the list. Defensively, Jimmy Ward, Charles Omenihu, Samson Ebukam, Emmanuel Mosley, Azeez Al-Shaair, Hassan Ridgeway, Kerry Hyder, Mo Hurst, Sean Gibson, Jordan Willis, Jason Verrett, Tavarius Moore, notable defensive guys. Offensive, McGlinchey, obviously Garoppolo, he won't be back. We'll throw Robbie Gould in there. Dan Brunskill, Tyler Kroft, Russ Dwelly, Jake Brendel, and the restricted guys are Kevin Givens, Colton McKivitz, and Flanagan Fowles. They have a lot of decisions to make. A lot on guys who play are starters and have played a gigantic role. Right now, you don't have a safety. Right now, you have no defensive line depth, really. Right now, you're losing two essential. I know Burford and Brunskill went on and off, but you're essentially losing two starters on the offensive line. And we'll talk about who we think they may bring back. But there are gigantic, no, actually three starters when you count McGlinchey. So yeah. There are gigantic holes right now that they have to address, and they may not be huge signings, but they may be of the smaller variety to get some of these guys back or fill the holes, but it's a gigantic free agency period for them.
Yeah, I agree with you, Al. It's weird that we haven't heard about restructures yet because, again, legal tampering starts Monday. And I mean, they don't have to have the cap space until they actually sign the players, but obviously, you know, you don't want to go into that window of Monday to Wednesday, not knowing whether or not this player that you're contacting, you can even afford to sign. And so that is an interesting, but I do think news is going to come out soon about these restructures.
Same.
But it does feel like they signed a lot of those names that you rattled off. A lot of those guys were here this year on 1 year deals anyway. So it never felt like a lot of those guys were long-term players that they anticipated having anyway. And so I think a lot of it, you're right. A lot of it are depth pieces. There are some starters in there. And to me, the biggest hole, right? The three biggest holes, if you will, are safety. Cause you literally don't have a player there right now.
Right.
You've got Quantrez Knight, who I know they're high on, but was on the practice squad all of last year. And then you've got Hufanga, but Hufanga doesn't play that free safety role, right? And they're kind of interchangeable there in terms of those safety positions. But Hufanga is best closer to the line of scrimmage, so you need somebody that can cover the back end. And then right tackle and center. And I would argue that right tackle and center are probably bigger needs than safety. This defense is going to be good. It just is. It's going to be good. And so I think that the majority of what they have to put resources that they need to use are on that offensive line. And I don't know that that means that you go out and you re-sign McGlinchey or you sign Juwan Taylor, right? Who are the two biggest names, but there are some names out there that are intriguing. But to me personally, that's the area that I think they need to sink the most into. Are they going to? Hard to know. They don't. It seems like Kyle Shanahan believes that you don't have to sink a lot in there outside of like a Trent Williams, who, you know, is arguably the best player in the NFL. But I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried about the offensive line.
Yeah, I think so. I'm kind of the same sort of ilk, I guess. I'm concerned about the offensive line. But here's the thing, though. Kyle's been able to make it work with a rotating sort of revolving door at offensive line. We had Spencer Burford, Jake Brendel and Aaron Banks as new starters along the line this year. And they were, they held their own. Were they perfect? No, but they held their own. They're able to hold it down for the majority of the season. And it wasn't as big of a problem as we thought it would be. So I think that they have a decision to make with regard to spending on an offensive lineman versus just drafting one and developing, which is something that they've proven that they can do with either late round draft picks or undrafted free agents. So I think that you'll probably see a couple of offensive line picks in the draft in the middle rounds to be able to at least get some depth to address this. Regarding McGlinchey, so I don't know if they're going to pay him to stay. I don't know if that's somebody that they feel like they can afford. I doubt it, especially when you can bring back McKivitz on a much lesser deal. Al, you mentioned McKivitz was a free agent as well, right? So
restricted.
Yeah, so you're going to be able to bring him back on a much lesser deal, or if you sign him to an offer sheet, then you get a pick if he leaves. So really what it comes down to is I think they believe in McKivitz. He's had starting experience. He knows the offense. And when it comes down to it, we talked about this last show as well. Familiarity with the offensive scheme is huge for Kyle, and he's going to want guys that are familiar with the scheme. So I think McGlinchey walks. Brendel, we'll see what happens. But again, that's been a revolving door at center. They've been able to make work. And I think McKivitz takes over at right tackle. You've got Burford, who was already platooning with Daniel Brunskill, who it would be sad to see him go because he is Aaron Donald's daddy, but that would be sad twice a year to see him not. But I think that they've got something there as well. So it's not as bad as really if we dig into it as we think. But I just think that like the amount of turnover that they have yearly on that position group, it lends to the theory that they can plug and play, not anybody, but a competent person in there and still be able to get really good results.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what they're going to do with it, because McGlinchey's gone. If you look at any free agent list, McGlinchey's one of the top five or six guys out there. He's going to get a gigantic payday on the open market. Mm-hmm. He's gone. There's no way he's coming back. And then, yeah, you have your two guards. You have Trent Williams, and the center position is huge in Kyle Shanahan's offense. I do think they're going to probably bring Brendel back on a short-term deal. I kind of feel like that makes sense for both sides. So you could see that. But beyond that, if they are, or they do have a lot of faith in McKivitz, maybe you see him sign not a super long-term deal, but maybe a three-year type thing or something like that where they bring him back. And I do think you're probably on the right track, Jake or Zane, where they have the answers in-house, they think, for the most part. You're probably on the right track there. But Brian, you've brought up a lot of good points where, listen, we've seen quarterbacks get hurt. You're losing Mike McGlinchey. You need to go out and get a good tackle, right? There's that school of thought too. And I know you had your eyes on some guys. They're not going to get an Orlando Brown.
No.
Probably not a Luai, you know, somebody like that. Obviously they're not going to get the big name guys to move over to right tackle or whatever. You had a couple guys I know that you liked, Brian, or one in particular mm-hmm. that you mentioned. I actually looked up today because I'm not going to pretend I know anything about Caleb McGarry. I don't at all. Mm-hmm. But I did see something. I wanted to ask you about this today because I looked him up and I saw on ESPN he had the 68% run blocking win rate, which was 61 out of 64 tackles. So I don't know that he would be someone the Niners would want for that, but I know that you like him, and I wanted to hear sort of why.
Guys, start really quick. Yeah, so just breaking right now. The 49ers have signed Colt McKivitz to a two-year extension through 2024. So there you go.
There's probably your right tackle. Okay.
Okay.
So you're off the hook, Brian, if you want to answer that question.
All right. So, with McGarry, there were two that I thought, again, would be within the range of what they'd be comfortable paying. One was McGarry, although that might be a little bit high. Basically, McGarry, the reason I thought that he could be a target was more price point than it was a great fit. Mm. I know he's a great run blocker. That is kind of very much like McGlinchey.
Is he? Cause he had a really bad win. Is it just the year?
I don't know.
I randomly
yeah, read. As I say, I don't know. I just don't know how they calculate some of those things.
And yeah.
So it's not it, to me, if anybody, if Arthur Smith trust you to block in his running scheme, I think you're fine, right? Because he runs a very similar running scheme to Kyle Shanahan. The other one is Andre Dillard, who is going to be a free agent from the Eagles. He was essentially their swing tackle because they had Lane Johnson on the right. And then they drafted Dillard in the first round as their left tackle of the future. when they still had Jason Peters, and then Peters retired, and then they had Dillard, and then just this, the guy they have there now, I think it's like, it's Jordan Mailata or something like that, was a very, very much a project of theirs. He was like this 6'7" rugby player from, I'm not sure where, and they brought him in, and then he developed, they, in their eyes, better than Dillard did. But Dillard was an incredibly athletic tackle coming out of Washington State, and I think he would be a good fit in a zone run scheme like this. And so that is another name that I thought they could pursue. But if they're extending McKivitz, I mean, you have to have a swing tackle. So that doesn't, McKivitz doesn't mean that they're just plugging him in at right tackle. True. You got to have a swing tackle. And they've shown that they trust McKivitz, it seems like, more than Jalen Moore. And so perhaps that's what you're looking at, but they still have an eye on someone else. It's hard to know. But yeah, I don't know. I'm just, McKivitz hasn't played on the right side. He didn't play on the right side at West Virginia. He hasn't played on the right side with San Francisco. Doesn't mean that he can't, but he hasn't. So, you know, Dillard wasn't a, he was a left tackle, right? And then he became a swing tackle. McGarry played right tackle for the Falcons. So there is that familiarity there, but yeah, they have developed enough trust as a coaching staff to say, if they think that this player, they can plug in and that player will succeed, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. But just as a fan, it is a little bit scary just because of what we went through this past season with the four quarterbacks.
Yeah, it's an unknown.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.